And it says not like that. It says you have a Korban Pesach, you have your mafrish two lachrayis. So one you bring for the Korban Pesach, and the second one is brought for Shlomim. So it's a back of steer on Shmuel's klal. How could Shmuel say whenever it's roya by a chatis, it's roya by Pesach? Elad Marathi and says El Shmuel Kreb Shimon Svirle. Hateyesh Reb Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon Shita. The Omar he holds Chomesh Chatoyes Mesis. That what there's only one halach l'moshim Sinai by a korban chatis. These five halachas is always l'misa. And echnami, according to Reb Shimon, there's never a case of roya. For you have roya Reb Shimon less like klal. And Reb Shimon Tak holds there's never a case by korban chatis that you have to let a pester. Reb Shimon holds that all cases by chatoyes, whenever something goes wrong and you can't bring both of them, you have the second one, or you can't bring this one, it's always l'misa aslam. That's the halacha l'moshim Sinai. You always have to lock it up in the room and let it die by itself. But then echnami, according to Reb Shimon, there's never a case of roya. So Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. Throughout the Gemara, Shmuel, so the Chorot, but Royal Reb Shimon left like Klal. So there's a kasha now. If Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, how could Reb Shimon before say a Klal? He said that whenever by a Chatez Mesa, by a Korban Pesach, it's Shlomim. Whenever by a Chatez it's Roya, by a Korban Pesach also it's Roya. But Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, there's never a case of Roya. So how could Shmuel say such a klal? Whenever you have roya by chatis, Pesach also has roya. There's never a case of roya by a chatis. So what is Shmuel saying? Shmuel never meant to say that. It will be chayzen now a little bit. No, Shmuel only meant to say like this. He only said one klal, Shmuel. The klal is like this. Kol shebechatis meisa. Anytime you have a korban chatis, that these five halachis now, it was lost. Or the Nishchap Rubailim, or over Shnosai, that the locher is by Korban Chatis, you have to let it die. But Pesach, if the same thing happens by your Korban Pesach, you lost one and then you found it, the locher Korban Shlomim. It's always brought for Shlomim. Oh, my Kamashmon, or Bezoi, what is Shmuel's Chiddush then? Like Pshita, we know these halachas by Korban Pesach. Any Moiser, any leftover Korban Pesach that's not brought for Korban Pesach is brought for Shlomim. So what is Shmuel teaching us? Have the Gemara Lafukim and Rabbi Yechinen. He's coming to go kineged Rabbi Yechinen. The Yomer Rabbi Yechinen said before that ain a Pesach korishlomim elishanim so achashchita. That Rabbi Yechinen holds like Ravishita before. That when is a Korban Pesach that you lost and you brought a second one and now you found the first one? When do we say when you find the first one you could bring it for shlomim? Only if you find it after you brought your second Korban Pesach. The Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein haPesach Korshtomim Ela Shenimso Acha Shchita." Only if you found the lost one after you made the Shchita on the second one. Avo Kaidim Shchita. Let's say you found the lost Korban Pesach before you shechted your second Korban Pesach, the one you have right now, even though it's after Chatzos. But since you found it before you made the Shchita, so Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Svarim, we say really both of them are in front of your nose. You have the choice right now. Pick whichever one of the two you want. So the fact you're picking one, that's as if you're pushing away the second one. It's called you being matzah the second one. Loi. So therefore, the one you do not pick has a din dichui. You're not allowed to bring it for shlomim anymore. It has to be your raw asher yistoyev, and then you bring the money for korban shlomim. So Alma, what do you see? Rabbi Yechon holds that shchita kavur. It's totally when do you find this lost korban to say you can bring for shlomim if you find it only after shchita. But if you find it before shchita, even though it's after chatzos, so what? As long as before Shchita, we say B'shah Shchita, now's your choice which of the two Korbanos to pick. So since you're picking one and not the other one, that's called you're pushing it away. That's Reb Yechonin Svarim. What does Shmuel say? Kamashvla, that Shmuel holds not like that. That Chatzois Kova, that Shmuel is holding like Reb Zeris Svarim before. That Shmuel holds no, is totally a Chatzois. That at the time of Chatzois Erev Pesach, that's the time when it's Kaveya, it determines then which carbon you can use for your Pesach. So if at Chatzos you only have one carbon now, the lost one you didn't find yet. So you made a second carbon, and that's the carbon you have now with Shas Chatzos. This is the one that's Kaveya for your carbon Pesach. So even though you don't bring this carbon until 3 in the afternoon, and by 2 in the afternoon you find your lost carbon. So the one you lost now and you found now, it's not called Ichui. It's never considered Roy for the carbon Pesach. Because at the time you found it, since you found it after Chatzos, at the time of Chatzos it was already determined that the one you had then is going to be your Korban Pesach, so the one you find later is like never roy for the Korban Pesach. That's called the leftover Korban Pesach, a Moisa Korban Pesach, that's bought for Shlomim. So that's the Machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonin. Like we had before, do we hold like Rav or do we hold like Rabbi Zeira? do we say is chatzois kaveya, that determines which korban you're going to use? Or do we say no, stop tolling chatzois, it's only b'shas shechita, even though now it's 3 in the afternoon, but now's the time you're going to bring a korban Pesach. If you found your first one, you have the choice which one of the two you want. So it's called they're both roy for the korban, and they're both roy, and you take one and push away the second one, that's as far from dichu, you're pushing it away, it can't be used anymore. So this is one way to learn. This is the machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan.
Yet nothing more says lishnachrina. Another way to ask the kasha we asked before on Shmuel. Again, the Shmuel said whenever by a chatis it's royim, by a korban pesach it should also be a royim, not korav. So the question was before, according to the rabbonin, there was a case to say the ray ovdo, it was lost and then you found it. So the loch according to rabbonin was the din was it was royim. Like we had the brayse in Nomad Aleph. It's not hefresh chatose v'yovdo. Only if you found it after. This was the kasha. You see, by chatitz it's roya, and by korban pesach we say it's korav shlomin. So Gemara, this is lishnachrin. This is another way to ask the kasha now. The word v'ilu b'pesach heichid diovad v'nimtzu acha chatzois. That by korban pesach, though, if you lost the first korban, then you brought a second one, and if you found the first one after chatzos, even though you found it before shechita, still, since you found it after chatzos, then it is yikorav. You could bring it for shlomim. So it's a kasha and Shmuel. If you say it's totally in the din of a chatis, by a chatis in such a case according to rabbonin, it's yiroya. So how could Shmuel say by korban pesach the din is that it's korav, it's for shlomim? I Shmuel said whatever by chatis roya, by a pesach the din is it should also be roya. So my answer is now Shmuel kiravis really. I tell you no, Shmuel does not hold like Reb Zeir Shita, but instead Shmuel also holds like Rabbi Shita. The Yoma that Rabbi holds shchita kavur, that according to Rabbi it's totally you have to find it after shchita. Zeinach nami. If you lost your korban pesach and you mafresh a second one, and even as after chatzos now, if you find the first one before you shech the second one, enechnam according to Shmuel only be a din yiroya, because since both of them are in front of your nose b'shas shechita, it's like you have a choice to take whichever one of the two you want. So if you pick one, it's considered like you're throwing away the second one, and that's one's called dichui. As long as you found it before shechita, it's taka nitche, and you can't use it for korban shlomim. It's only a din of yiroa. So according to Rabba, chatis and pesach have the exact same halacha, like the chachamim's din by chatis. The chachamim say by chatis, kol zaman you find your first chatis before you're in a schaper with the second one, before you make a shechita on the second one, the din is yiroa. You can't use it. You see, you don't have to let it die, but it's only yiroa. And the same halacha applies by korban pesach. If you find the first korban before you shech the second one, according to Rabba, the din is it's a luria. So the marav in marav to hami the kamar Rabbi Yechanan. Allah ain a pesach korav shlomim elo shenimtza achashchita. Since Rabbi Yechanan is the one that says that when there's a pesach korav shlomim, if you find the first one after shchita, avo kodem shchita, if you find it before shchita loi, then you cannot shech it. Then it's yiroam. Alma, what do you see according to Rabbi Yechanan? Shchita kavod, that shchita is kavas. Avazoy mechlal the Shmuel saw the chatzos kavod. Hey, since Shmuel argues on Rabbi Yechanan, Shmuel has told that chatzos is kavos, and not like we're saying now he holds like Rava that shchita. Elo the Gemara says Shmuel karebi svirle. Shmuel has told like Rabbi. The Yomar Avuda lemisozla. Enechnami. Whenever it's lost, it's always lemisozla. I va kol Avudin the Rabbi Mason. According to Rabbi, any time it's lost by korban chatas, it's always Mason. Vilu bepesach mashenka mekorban pesach hechid diyavat koydim chatzos. In a case where it was lost before chatzos, venimtza koydim chatzos, and Yitaka found it again before chatzos, the din is roya. So what do you see? So you see, there's a case by a korban pesach that it's roya, even though according to Rebbe, all cases by chatis is lemisa azlo. So how could Shmuel say chatis and pesach are the same halacha? And for the Gemara, ksova koydim chatzos lav ibadu, or ksova chatzos kavua. So the Gemara answers that Shmuel holds that koydim chatzos lav ibadu. If the korban pesach was lost before chatzos, and then you found it before chatzos again, that's not called it was lost. Because before Chatzos Bechlal, Nerev Pesach, it's not a Zman for Shechitas Pesach. So Bechlal, that's not called Ovid. Uksova Chatzos Kavo, and Shmuel holds like Reb Zeir Shita, that chatzos is kovas. So as long as it was found before chatzos, before the zman of zman shchita, that's not called lost at all. But then a chanami, once it was lost after chatzos, so at the time of chatzos, you only had the second korban, that was the korban that's kaveya to be the korban pesach. Therefore, when that's the korban, now if you find the one that was lost, as long as you find it after chatzos, that's called like it was never roy for the korban. Therefore, the din is korban shlamim. So you know, now Shmuel is very good. By a chatzos, any time the korban chatzos was lost, and you amafresh the second one, and then you find the first one, Shmuel holds like Rebbe that it's always lemis ozlo. Since it's always lemis ozlo, and echnami by korban pesach, any time the korban was lost, which means now after chatzos was lost, as long as the korban had a shame lost on it, and then you found it, and echnami it's taka korban shlamim. So Melech Shmuel comes out very good, stems one with the other.
Peter, now since there are two kabbonis now, it's always lamis ozlo, by a korban pesach also. Any time it's considered lost, that means after chatzos it was lost, whenever you find it later, it's always brought for shlamim. So that's the Mishnah. Hifrish nekeva lepitzchei. Let's say somebody by mistake, he's mafrish nekeva for korban pesach. Now the locha reads, a korban pesach dafka has to be a zohar ben shana. You're only allowed to bring a korban pesach from a lamb or an eid. It has to be a tzoin, and it has to be a 1 year, less than a year old, and it can only be a zocher, a male. Let's say you went and took in a cave a mafresh of a korban pesach lepischei. Oy zocher, else you took a male limb. Ben shnei shonim, it's over a year. It's in the second year already. So the chur, it's not roy for korban pesach. So the Mishnah says now the locher is yiroy achi stoivu. This korban is not called like a leftover korban pesach to be brought for korban shlomim, but rather it's called nidche. It's called dichoy. It can't be used anymore, and you have to let it pasture in the fields until it gets a balmum, and then you could sell it. Yiroy achi stoivu v'yimacha. Then you'll sell it. V'yivlu damel v'nedava lishlomim. And the money you put into the nedava and the beis hamikdash where they buy korban shlomim from it. So Rashi says deinu roy la pesach. Since you're makdish metchila, a 2 year old, or in the cave, it's not roy for Pesach. It's locha yiroz at Rashi, the kavosa afrosha. When you were mafresh set aside, what did you mean to do with it? For a real korban, you didn't mean to be makdish it, because you can't bring in a cave for a korban Pesach. To say metchila, you only makdish it for kedushas damim. Like this animal, you want it to be kaddish enough that you sell it, and with the money you get from it, you bring a korban damim. Now the chiddush is afal pishim ikara dechuya. At the beginning, when you marked the shit, right away it wasn't royu. Hareyu kekavua, it's as if it's first lagat a shame carbon on it. Shenitche was pushed away. Shein watsma korban shlomim elodomim. That this carbon can never be brought anymore. You only have to sell it, and with the money, you could bring it. I will see in the Gemara the Chiddush here. Vayta hamafresh pisrei. Somebody was mafresh a carbon pesach. Ruvain, made a carbon pesach. As before Pesach, he set aside an animal for korban pesach, umeis, and then Reuven died. The Gemara will soon say, when did he die? Before chatzos or after chatzos? He is alacha lo yivienu b'no yachrov l'shem pesach. The son cannot bring this korban anymore for korban pesach. Elu l'shem shlomim. This is one of the cases that a meisa pesach. It's called pesach shemeisa by lehem. That the din is, it's brought for shlomim. So the son now that yashens this korban cannot use it for pesach, rather to use it for shlomim. Yeah. Rashi is the Hevelet Pesach, Shemei Subalov, V'en Kan Menuyin. Nobody else was appointed on this korban, only the father. So when the father died, this korban is not roy to be used anymore. That's called the Pesach Shemei, so the dinner is brought for Shlomim now. So Ma'amar Rafun of Red of Yeshua. Shema Mina, from the Reish of Al Mishnah, we hear a tremendous Chiddush. Talat, we hear three Chiddushim here. Shema Mina, one Chiddush is Balei Chayim Nidochim. That even though the Behemer is alive now, still we say, since you set aside this Nekeva, this female, for the korban pesach, it's not roi, it cannot be used anymore for korban. This animal can never be brought. And that's the machlokes in the Gemara in Zvachim. One man Yama says that kol zman the animal is alive, it's never called bichoy. It's never called pushed away. You wanted to bring it for pesach, it can't be a pesach. So automatically it becomes a korban shlomim. Our Mishnah says not like that. Even though the animal is still alive, there's no asvar from bichoy. It's pushed aside, can never be brought. Ushmamin, another chiddush is dicho mikor hevi dichoy. Here, this korban was never roi for korban pesach. You took a female and set it for me a korban pesach. It was never roi at the beginning. The first second you were makdish it, you made it like a dichui. There's a swear that said that's not called dichui. Dichui means the korban was once roi, was able to be brought, and then something happened to it. So So we say, since something happened to that Kedusha that had Fakrova, it's pushed off, can never be used. But here it's a Svara, it never got to Kedusha Fakrova yet. So maybe later, make it into a Shlomim, it could get Kedusha Shlomim. Kamashma on the Mishnah, no. Even though at the beginning it was Dichu right away, but since you meant it to be for Korban Pesach, and it can't be a Korban Pesach, it's like pushed away from a Korban Pesach, it can never be used anymore. That's the second Kiddush. Ushma mina, yesh Dichu Badonim. The third Kiddush is, even though this Korban is never brought Metchila for Kedusha Sakrova. Like you're taking this Mekeva Dika animal, and you wanted to make them to Korban Pesach. Now you can't do that. On the cave, it can't be a Korban Pesach. So in your Makdashit Metchila Lechura, it looks as if you're only Makdashit that the value of this animal should like belong to Hegdish, and with the value of it, what's worth, Hegdish will take that money and buy themselves another Korban. So it's also smart to say that since you only gave the Kedushas Domim, maybe Kedushas Domim that it has is not such a strong Kedusha. And that's not called Nitcha. Even though right now can't be used, so what? Later, make it into a Korban Shlomim, give it a Kedusha Sakrova, maybe that could be Chal on it. Kamashman here, tremendous Kiddush known, that even though at the beginning it only had a Kedusha Domim, it only was Kaddish for the fact to use the value of it, to sell it, and use the money of it, for Hegdish, that's called a Dichu, that this animal can never be used for a Korban anymore. And it's pushed off and you can't use it anymore. Like the Mishnah says, you have to now let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Balmum, and then you'll sell it, and then you could use the money. But it itself can never be used. Now, in the Gemara, by Kodshim, these are big Kedushim. Because the man Yom, they would say not like that. Here. Right. Turn around. Hamafresh Pitzchen, the second part of the Mishnah says, if Reuven set aside a Korban Pesach, and then Reuven was mace. So when he dies, his children that yashed in this Korban, it's not a Korban Pesach anymore, but they can bring a fresh Lomim. So Gemara says, turn around on him. Hamafresh Pitzchen, Reuven set aside a Korban Pesach. Mace? And then he died. If let's say when the father was alive, he like appointed this korban for two people, him and his son. So his son is still part of this korban pesach. Then the locher is yivienu l'shem pesach. Like even though the father died, so what? But there's still somebody alive that's part of that korban pesach. So it's not called the pesach shemesu by lehem, because the son is still part of that korban pesach, and the son is alive. So the son brings that korban for regular korban pesach. What about Ain b'noy memunimoy? Let's say no, the son was not appointed, was not part of that korban pesach. That korban was only strictly for the father. Nobody else was part of that korban pesach. And then the father died. The locher is, that's the din of our mishnah. Yivienu l'shem shlomim. You're allowed to be makri of that for korban shlomim. When l'shish osar, wait till the first day of chalamoid, or else l'yudvov, or else the second day chalamoid. Is a diyak, no, l'shish osar l'yudvovin. Mashmoni the first day chalamoid, you could bring it. Of the tesvav lo, but you can't bring it on the first day yomtiv. On the yomtiv of Pesach, midrash say yomtiv is only the first day and the seventh day. But the first day yomtiv, you can't bring this for korban shlomim. Why not? Because this Tana holds nedorim or nedava is ain't craving for yomtiv. You're not allowed to bring stam and neder and nedava for korban on yomtiv, even though it's a korban shlomim that you're allowed to eat. But still, let's say machlokes, the gemaras and beitzi of the machlokes, and this way on the yom holds. Even when you bring the korban shlomim, the yikr is called, you bring it l'Hashem. Just mishulchan gevoya, you're allowed to eat the meat. So you don't have a right to shecht and to cook that meat on Yom Tov. So therefore, you can't bring the korban shlomim on Yom Tov. So therefore, if the father died, we'll soon see when he died, the din is the son is allowed to bring it for shlomim, but he can't bring the shlomim on Yom Tov. He has to wait till Mitzoy to the next day. To the first day Chalamoy, that's when he brings it. This is the chilek. If the son is part of the korban, it's a good korban pesach. If the son is not part of the korban pesach, so only the father had the korban by himself. Now that he died, it's not a korban pesach anymore. It's brought for shlomim. For the gemara, the mitzvah of avemus. When did this father die? What case are we talking about that the father died? Yeah, mitzvah of avemus. Ilai mudemis kaidim chatzoyis. If the father died before chatzoyis ayim, so how could you say that if the son was appointed on that korban, so only one partner, the father died, but the son is still alive. So what does the mission, what does the Brisa say then? Yivienu l'shem pesach, that the son is allowed to bring this korban, the shem korban pesach, because he's alive and he was appointed for this korban. It's a good korban pesach. For the Gemara, if the father though died that morning before chatzos, ho chala aninis alayu mikara. Before chatzos came, before this man to bring the korban pesach, he's an einin. His father died that morning. Without the father died that morning, so an einin is not allowed to bring a korban. So Churi doesn't have to bring a Pesach Rishon. So how could you say he has to bring a Korban? Trashi name with the myth Kodem Chatzois Uboi Bayoim, and that day Hochal Aninus Alei, he's called an Einein. And so the mace died in front of you before Kfura, you're called an Einein. Pereisha V'sulei Chal Alech Yuvah De Pesach. But mainly you have no chiyah to bring a Korban Pesach right now. Leviyah b'fnei atzmon, to bring it by yourself. Kiretnan, like we'll see later. We learned before Kiretnan. The kulon ain't shechtin alei b'fnei atzmon. Even an oinein, you don't let him bring a Korban Pesach by himself. Even though the locher is an oinein, is only like tomei that one day, but at night time is lad eat kachim. So therefore, if you have an oinein that somebody else is part of the Korban, we let you bring the Korban and then leave it at night. But if the only person that's a part of this korban is only the oinein, then we don't bring it. Because we're afraid maybe the oinein throughout the day will touch the mace, and then he won't be able to eat it at night. So therefore, if the person's an oinein, he's the only one on the korban, we say don't bring that korban. Or Masnis in Ketani, our Mishnah says, Yivienu, that this son could bring it. To Mashmu Atzmai. Mashmi is the only one. So we're talking about now a korban Pesach, that only the father and the son was part of it. So the father died. Now you have this son, he's the only one bringing this carbon. So the Mishnah before said, if you're an Oinein, you don't bring a carbon by yourself. So I could hear the Brisa say that if the father died, the son brings it for Pesach. So it can't be that the father died before Chatzos. Eli, you have to tell me, the Misacha Chatzos. The father died after Chatzos. So since it came at the time of Chatzos, the Trashid Kivon Mechal Olei did Pesach, since that Chatzos, that's the time when the carbon Pesach is Chal. It was Chal upon him, Mechiv, to bring a carbon Pesach. His Alocha Shechad Liatzmoy. We let him bring the korban. We won't be afraid. We're not afraid that maybe the son, the oinein now, will touch his father, will touch the mace, and become a tamei mace, and won't be able to eat the korban. Why? The mizazor, with Neman for sure, is going to watch himself very carefully. Because since that chatzos, that's when the man korban pesach came. At that time, his father was alive, so he knows now it's on his mind. I have to bring korban pesach. So if the father dies after Chatzos, we say, since he had a mind already to bring the Korban Pesach, he's very careful about the Korban. And for sure, he will not touch his father, and therefore at night time he'll be able to eat the meat, so we let the Korban be brought. So maybe we have to be talking about now that the father died after Chatzos. So that's why it's good. The father died after Chatzos, then we said the son was appointed to be part of this Korban, the son could have this Korban be brought, and at night time he'll eat it. For at the Gemara, if that's the case, what does it say? Ain't b'nei mimuni imoy. It says that if the son though was not part of this korban, then yivien l'shum shlomim. You're allowed to bring it for korban shlomim. Why? Because it's called the moisa korban pesach. For at the Gemara, kavose chatzos. If you're going to tell me the father was alive by chatzos, the father first died after chatzos, so at chatzos hayom and erev pesach, this was a korban pesach that's roy to be brought for korban pesach. So chura, since at that time was roy to be brought, later when the father dies, it's called nitche. It's like pushed away that you can never use that carbon anymore. That carbon has to be cashed until it comes about mum and sell it. But that's called nirav and itcha. So they can't be brought for shlomim. So in Medel you have a kasher, when did the father die? You have the Gemara, li'aylam otayu demis kodem chatzos. We're talking about the father died before chatzos. So the question was, what do you mean the son brings her for carbon pesach? Umay yivien l'shem pesach? What does it mean the son brings her for carbon pesach? The question is, if the son is the only one part of this korban, and he's an oinein before chatzos, so the Mishnah before said you don't let him bring this pesach rishon. Hateretz zaynechnami l'shum pesach sheni. The son waits with this korban, and he doesn't bring a pesach rishon because now we're afraid maybe he'll touch his father throughout the day. So we tell him to wait to pesach sheni. But this korban could be brought for pesach sheni. That's Tranis Brisa. So really, the father died before chatzos, and therefore it's not brought for pesach rishon but for pesach sheni. Abaye Rama Abaye says, let's start in Ketoni. The Braisa means for two different cases. Meis acha chatzois, if the father taka died after chatzois, then we say, benoy memun imoy, that if the son was appointed, it's taka true. Yivien l'shum pesach. Then we let this korban to be brought for korban pesach, even though the son is the only one, and he's anointing. But since it happened after chatzois, so since that chatzois was on the son's mind, he has to bring the korban pesach, we're for sure he'll be very careful about it, and he won't touch his father. But the question of this was, if the father died after Chatzos, how does it say if there's no son that is brought for Korban Shlomim, the Churu then should have been Nitcher, because it was Roy for Pesach, so it's Litzadim. Now it says, Meis Kodem Chatzos. It means like this though, when is the case that's brought for Shlomim? In a different case. In a case where the father died, Kodem Chatzos, and ain't been the mimunimai, and the son is not part of this carbon. So then, now that the father died, there's nobody on this carbon, and he died before chatzais. So the same chatzais, this carbon was never roi for carbon pesach. That's called a meisar carbon pesach. Halacha is yivienu l'shum shlamin. You're allowed to bring it for carbon shlamin. So b'raisa means two different cases when it has the two different halachas. Rav Shaviu Amar li'olam demis li'acha chatzais. I'll tell you, no, the b'raisa was talking about that the father died after chatzais ayin. So the question was, if you died after chatzais, how does it say if the son is not part of it, you're allowed to bring it for shlamim? L'chura, since at chatzais the father was alive, it was kaveh for carbon pesach, and it's called nitcha, can't be brought for shlamim. Okegoin shoyaviv goises v'chatzais. But they were talking about the father was a goises, was very, very sick. So it's never considered the carbon was kaveh to be used for carbon pesach. Because since at chatzais we knew right then we had a suffix if the father will live or not. A goises means his mom, what's a goises? He's not sure about this. The suffix will die any second now. He's a goises. So mainly, even though Chatzais was alive, but it's not called that carbon was kaveh to be a carbon pesach. It's not called like it was roi and then it was pushed away. Since he's a goises right now, it's a suffix if it's roi. So if he dies before he brings it, it's not called nitcha. Therefore, the loch is the son is allowed to bring it the first day chalamoid for carbon shlamim. Rav Asher yamal liyerdam demis liyachah Chatzais. I say no. The father died after Chatzais. So the question was, how could it be brought for shlamim? Ayin l'churitz nitcha. Since at chatzais the father was alive, with roi for korban pesach. Then you can't bring it for shlamim anymore. I'll tell you, Reb Shimon, this price goes according to Reb Shimon Shita, not like our Mishnah says. The Omar Reb Shimon Shita is ein bale chayim nidochim. Calls the man an animal is alive, even though there came a time when they're here. At chatzais hayom the father was alive, this korban was roi to be brought for korban pesach, and then the father died. You don't say it's called nitche, it's pushed away now, and you can never use it anymore. No, you have Shimon Shiter is, calls them on an animal's alive, there's no such thing as being nitche. You never push it away. It's alive. So if it's not roi for Korban Pesach right now, it could be bought for Korban Shlomim. And he dings the Chanal Mishnah also. Even if you're mafresh in a cave for Korban Shlomim, calls them for Korban Pesach, calls them on the animal's alive, you're allowed to bring it for Korban Shlomim. He doesn't know Balachayim are not nitche. Ravina, Om Ravina says, the going shefrisha yachah chatzais, omeis lubaylo machah chatzais, v'kosov v'chatzais kova. As they were talking about now, that at chatzais erev Pesach there was no korban around, even though the father was here, but he wasn't mafresh to korban Pesach yet. He was first mafresh to korban Pesach after chatzais. So when do we say it's called nirav v'nidche? It had to be around only by chatzais. Here by chatzais the korban wasn't here and it wasn't around yet. So since it wasn't around by chatzais, it's not called, this korban was roi. So therefore, when is it roi? It's only roi if the Bailim actually brings it. But here, at 2 in the afternoon, the Bailim was makdashit, and he died at 2:30. So the korban was never brought. Since this korban was never brought for korban Pesach, that's not called nitcha. Trashi l'yodam demis achach atzois. L'kashla hechi yikorav yishlamim, hokavos lach atzois v'yitcha. First is Rashim, that's what Shim said, the whole of the Balkan and nitcha. The next teretz is Rashi Ravinu amagashim achach atzois. Since at chatzois hayom this korban was not here, ain kan kovel litchos. There's no zman to say it was kaveya for pesach, and now it's pushed away. It's not totally the rest of the zman shchita. It's totally if the korban is here and ready to be brought by chatzois. Then we say, once it's roi to be brought, if something happens later, you can't bring it, you can't bring it at all. But here by chatzais, it wasn't around altogether. You first made it at 1 o'clock, so even though the Bailam died at 1:30, so what? Now Lameister's carbon can be brought for Pesach, it could be brought for Shlomim. That's John the Bryson. All right, stop here.